Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was in the Fox Valley yesterday speaking to workers from Oshkosh Corporation, which makes military vehicles. He was highlighting domestic defense manufacturing while pushing the Pentagon's $1.5 trillion budget request. It's Tuesday, August 25th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, the chair of the state's Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections is seeking answers about a vote counting delay in Milwaukee on Election Day. And we'll hear how some older Americans are dealing with food insecurity at a time of high grocery prices. Stay with us.
It's easy to connect with WPR through our website, WPR.org. Click on About WPR to give us your feedback, send in news tips, or contact our staff. Join one of our online communities through Facebook or subscribe to a program podcast. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
The nation's top defense official was in the Fox Valley yesterday. As Joe Schultz reports, the visit came nearly 6 months into the war with Iran.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth spoke to workers from Oshkosh Corporation, a subsidiary of the company builds vehicles for the U.S. military. The event was part of what the administration is calling the Arsenal of Freedom Tour, highlighting domestic defense manufacturing. In the Fox Valley, Hegseth spoke about defense production and the Pentagon's $1.5 trillion budget request.
We need to give companies like Oshkosh stable, clear, and consistent demand signals so that you can plan ahead.
But Hegseth also used the visit to criticize previous Democratic administrations and diversity, equity, and inclusion. Wisconsin Democrats say the stop was an attempt to shift attention away from the Iran war and rising prices. A July Marquette Law School poll showed 71% of Wisconsin voters say the war isn't worth the cost. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Data centers have emerged as a key issue in the governor's race, and it's been a tricky needle for Democrat David Crowley to thread. He's a supporter of unions, and he's backed by building trades who support development of data centers. They see them as an avenue toward good jobs. But organized labor is divided on the issue. Like most voters in Wisconsin, many other types of unions are concerned about the risks of data centers and artificial intelligence. Anne LaFaso is a labor law expert at the University of Cincinnati College of Law. She says pro-union lawmakers have a chance now to regulate this industry in its early days.
Legislation is the floor of rights on which unions can bargain. So the better the legislation is in terms of workers' rights, the more bargaining power the union has.
Crowley says he is pushing for local control over where data centers can be placed, strict guardrails on energy use, and for any data center to be built with union labor. The chair of the state's Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections is seeking answers about the latest Election Day issue in Milwaukee. Paulina Gutierrez is the executive director of the Milwaukee Elections Commission. She said human error led to the wrong information getting downloaded onto a few flash drives during the state's primary election on August 11th. Gutierrez said the mix-up didn't impact the accuracy of the results, but it did delay them. State Republican Representative Dave Maxey sent a letter to Gutierrez calling for a, quote, full public accounting of what happened. Republican Scott Krug is the vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections. He spoke about the issue on Sunday on WISN 12's Upfront.
If they can give us some more information, who, what, when, where, how, why, and how, and what's going to be better, great.
Gutierrez also discussed the issue on Upfront. She said they're working to make sure the mistake doesn't happen again. More imports of foreign ground beef will be allowed into the country following a Friday announcement from President Donald Trump. As Harvest Public Media's Macy Byers reports, agriculture leaders say the move could be bad for American cattle producers.
Beef prices are up significantly this year due to a smaller cattle herd, but people are still buying beef products at the grocery store. President Trump said more tariff-free, low-price imports of ground beef could help save consumers money and give farmers time to grow their cattle herds. But Nebraska Farm Bureau President Mark McCarg disagrees.
We're just short cattle, and that drives the market up. But what that does is also provides added dollars into those ranchers' pockets to do the expansion that is needed to actually get more supply on the market.
The White House says more imports will be allowed for 90 days. I'm Macy Byers, Harvest Public Media.
A Western Wisconsin community is grieving the death of a high school football player who died 2 days after an in-game injury. Rich Kramer has more.
Adam Mossman was a senior at the Alma Center Humbird, Maryland School District's high school. In a district-wide email Saturday, parents and students learned the 17-year-old died following an injury he suffered during a Thursday night game. The email did not elaborate on the nature of Mossman's injury, but said he was treated by first responders that night before being transported to the hospital. The message described Adam as an athlete who played multiple sports and was active in several clubs. His mother is a counselor at a district elementary school. Two of Adam's uncles and one aunt also work with the district. Adam Mossman's visitation and funeral will be held at the Lincoln High School Friday evening and Saturday morning. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Beloit Police Department is facing severe staffing shortages. As Corrine Hess reports, 25% of officers have left the department since a new police chief arrived in December.
Over the weekend, Beloit's city manager and a member of the Police and Fire Commission defended Police Chief Shonella Stewart. Stewart became the first woman to lead the Beloit Police Department on December 1st, 2025. Since that time, 19 of the city's 74 patrol officers have resigned. Brian Landers is a former Wisconsin police officer who now works as a consultant. He says what's happening in Beloit is concerning.
I don't know if maybe the new chief is just not gelling with the officers, but something is going on there. That is way above the anticipated turnover rate that you would see.
In a letter to the community, City Manager Danielle Hernandez wrote that there is no single explanation for the staffing challenges in the city. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, we'll hear how some low-income seniors are handling high food prices and how food insecurity is affecting older adults. Stay with us.
Writers of Wisconsin, submissions are open now. The Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters invites you to enter the People and Ideas Writing Contest. Submit your poetry or fiction for a chance at publication and prizes. The deadline is March 15, 2026. Learn more at wisconsinacademy.org.
A trip to the grocery store has gotten a lot more expensive in recent years. Ground beef, tomatoes, and coffee have all seen big spikes. Those higher prices can be especially hard on older adults on fixed incomes. Harvest Public Media contributor Nicole Grundermeyer spoke with seniors about the tough choices they're often forced to make.
Once a month, the people who live at this low-income retirement community in Storm Lake, Iowa, gather to create their own food pantry. The donations come from the Food Bank of Iowa.
How many are the peppers?
Today, fresh pineapples, potatoes, and bell peppers pile up on tables. The residents can go through and take the items they need. Linda Rufus, who is 67, relies on this pop-up pantry.
Well, I'm thinking about how I'm going to rob Peter to pay Paul because food prices are extremely high and I have to really weigh out what's more important or how I can get the most out of a meal.
Rufus says she's stretching every dollar and trying to find cheaper, filling food items. While she loves beef, she's now buying ground turkey. Her neighbor, Tony Keller, is also shopping at the pop-up pantry today. The 65-year-old spent years outside the workforce as a caregiver, which reduced her retirement benefits.
I get a whopping $304 a month because I had a sick child, so most of my time was spent with her.
That Social Security payment isn't nearly enough to cover Keller's living expenses, including food. She relies on SNAP federal food assistance and programs like this pop-up pantry. She recently completed treatment for breast cancer and tries to prioritize eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
After having cancer, you're eating a little differently, which costs more money to do.
High food prices are pushing older adults to make difficult budget decisions affecting their health. Nationwide, food prices were 3% higher this June compared to the same time last year, according to federal data. Jessica Johnson is a senior strategist at the National Council on Aging.
So much of the conversation around SNAP and food insecurity really has been around children and families, and older adults really are often a forgotten population.
More than 7 million Americans aged 16 up experienced food insecurity in 2023, according to the National Council on Aging. That's approximately 1 in 11 older Americans. Gina Platanino is the Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Food Research and Action Center. She says Social Security benefits don't protect older adults from hunger.
Your rent didn't decrease because you turned 60. Your utilities didn't decrease because you turned 60. Neither did fuel and neither did food.
Nearly half of older adults who carry credit card debt are using their cards to buy food, according to the AARP. In the Kansas City region, Metro Lutheran Ministry operates 3 food pantries. Community Assistance Manager Kimberly Bernard says they're seeing consistently high demand from older residents.
We see a lot of people that are in that population of seniors that they really rely heavily on the food pantries because it's a challenge for them to be able to budget the amount that they receive monthly.
Back in Iowa, Linda Rufus says she and her fellow residents at the Storm Lake Senior Housing are grateful for the pop-up pantry.
Because if it were not for the food banks, you know, supplying us with food, you know, we would be in a lot worse condition than we are.
But for now, experts say seniors on fixed incomes will likely continue to feel the squeeze of high food costs. For the Midwest Newsroom and Harvest Public Media, I'm Nicole Grunmeier.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration including NPR and public radio stations across several Midwestern states. The Midwest Newsroom is a member of the Trust Project. And now for a check of the forecast. Expect partly sunny and mild conditions today, and then spotty showers possible in the northwest areas. Highs, meanwhile, will reach in the upper 70s to around 80. And then tonight, mild with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows will drop to the upper 50s north to the mid-60s south. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, with isolated light showers or sprinkles possible. And that's all for this Tuesday for Wisconsin Today Morning News. Thanks so much for finding our podcast. We really appreciate it. And special thanks to our producer today, Rich Kramer. We'll see you back here tomorrow.